for WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede. City Administrator Ashley Oliphant presented the proposed 2026 city budget. It shows revenue increases by 7.1% or $724,656 from $10.1 million to $10.9 million. Expenses increase 2.5% or $267,628 from $10.7 million to $11 million. The tax levy will increase by $3,302 from $2,332,552 to $2,335,854. Wage and benefit changes for 2026 include an increase of 2.75% for city employees, 6% for a represented police officer, an increase of 14% for health insurance, and a WRS average of 1%. Department changes include the dissolution of the tourism department, the closure of the landfill transfer station, and a hiring freeze for the clerk and zoning administrator. It was noted that many see a large increase in their property assessment, but it does not mean their taxes will increase as much. Mayor Todd Coppernall shared that his assessment went up 87%, but his tax increase went up less than 15%. Also remembered that taxes collected go to the schools, county, and city. The council approved the budget unanimously. If you were planning on heading to far northern Wisconsin for Thanksgiving, now may not be the best time. Raymond Newpert reports.
National Weather Service meteorologist Ketzel Levins says over a foot of snow is predicted for the south shore of Lake Superior.
You're going to get a terrain boost, a lake boost to that snowfall, and it's probably just going to be at a falling at a rate where the plows might not be able to keep up.
Levins says there could be as much as 3 feet of snow in parts of Vilas County, including Hurley. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Between Thanksgiving and the gun deer hunt season, the Wisconsin State Patrol is highlighting some safety tips for residents planning to travel this week. With more cars on the road, State Patrol officials are expecting to respond to more crashes or disabled vehicles this week. Drivers should remember the state's move-over law and give emergency responders enough space to respond to those crashes and disabled vehicles. They should look out for deer in the road and check 511 Wisconsin for up-to-date information on traffic and weather conditions. A Wisconsin woman who almost killed her sixth-grade classmate to please horror character Slender Man and then fled her group home won't fight extradition from Illinois. A Cook County Court spokesperson says Morgan Geiser made the move Tuesday during a hearing. Wisconsin authorities now have 30 days during a hearing. Geiser nearly stabbed a 12-year-old classmate to death in 2014 to please Slender Man. Now 23 years old, she was released from a mental institution in September and placed in a group home, but ran away on Saturday. Last week, the Wisconsin State Senate approved a proposed bill aiming to crack down on fake service animals and false documentation for emotional support animals. If signed into law by Governor Tony Evers, the bill would implement a $200 fine for falsely claiming to have a service animal and a $500 fine for providing false documentation for an emotional support animal. Critics say the bill would be impossible to enforce, and a 30-day requirement for an emotional support animal could create an additional barrier for people who really need them. Ahead of Thanksgiving, the Wisconsin Farm Bureau is sharing data on changes to the cost of the average Thanksgiving dinner. According to a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel report, the agency conducted a survey on grocery prices for common Thanksgiving food items earlier this month. That survey found that the average cost of a Thanksgiving dinner for 10 people will be nearly $62 this year, a roughly $4 increase over last year. The survey also covered some of the causes of the higher Thanksgiving dinner prices this year. One of the specific increases this year is the cost of a turkey, which has been affected by the spread of bird flu over the last few months, as well as increased production costs. Those increased production costs include things like fertilizer and labor cost hikes, which have also impacted the price of things like corn and soybeans. Wisconsin Farm Bureau officials are still encouraging residents to purchase their Thanksgiving dinner foods locally to support the state's farmers. The 15th season of Rotary Lights in the Park gets underway tonight. Tours of the beautiful light displays will be held each night through New Year's Eve. Walkthrough-only tours will be from 6 to 6:45. To take part in the walkthrough tour, please park in the North Park parking lot and then walk across the footbridge lit with blue lights to enter the park. Drive-through-only tours will be from 7 until 9. Drive-through-only entry is located at 1100 North Jefferson Street. Admission is free. However, a donation of food items to the Richland County Food Pantry or money to support the Rotary Lights in the Park project is appreciated. Lawsuits over Wisconsin's legislative maps will move forward through a process that's never been used before. Two suits have been made in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. One argues the maps are an anti-competition gerrymander, and the other argues the maps violate the state constitution. Six of Wisconsin's eight representatives in the House are Republicans. Princeton's gerrymandering project gives Wisconsin districting an F and says there's a, quote, significant Republican advantage to the state maps. Now the Supreme Court has ordered that the cases will be heard by separate three-judge panels. That's according to a law Republicans passed in 2011 that's never been used before. In these cases, Wisconsin's members of the U.S. House pushed for two of the court's four liberal justices to rescue themselves, Janet Protasiewicz and Susan Crawford. But they said no and ruled their colleagues in sending these cases to those three judge panels. For WRCE News, I'm Tim Thede.
Another loss for the Milwaukee Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports basketball. The Milwaukee Bucks came close, but could not finish, losing on the road in Miami to the Heat, 106-103. The Bucks have now lost six in a row. Before the game, it looked as if Giannis was close to making a return after missing the past four games with that strained left adductor. Head coach Doc Rivers asked if he thought Giannis was ready to play.
No, I was not in favor. I was very happy we decided what we decided. I was very uncomfortable with it. He really wanted to push, you know, and that's who Giannis is. I was very happy with our medical team today. They decided at the end of the day, let's wait. And I, you know, obviously as a coach, I can't get involved but so much. But I told Giannis that this morning that it should be a no tonight. And then the medical team told him as well.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with a few off and on light snow showers. Our high right around 30 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 30. We have some heavy snow possible Friday night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.